T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gina Latuca with the SPCA joining us now with... Now, I have to go to, like, the videotape, the archives. Might have to crack out the ruler. But the News Hound today has, I think, the biggest smile I've ever seen on a dog's face in my life.
Thank you for saying that, because when you say it, people believe it. I think sometimes when I say it, people think it's her job.
But no, I mean it.
The fact that you noticed it proves that it's real.
It's like, I want to say 75% of it is smile, and then like the other 25 is part of the markings that like all come together and make it look like the happiest dog in the world.
I think you're right. This is Gloria, 2 years old. Now, Gloria has been a member of our doggy entourage, where our staff takes some of the dogs out of the kennels. They go to different locations like Elmwood or Hurdle or Main Street in Williamsville, and they just bring the dogs for walks to get them seen by other people. She performed so well on her doggy entourage. We thought for sure a couple people might be coming in to see her, but not so. Now she's at the shelter. We decided to make her one of the rookies drafted into our first Bills Mafia draft of the season. She is now a Bills Mafia draft choice. You know what that means. Her adoption fee is paid by Brandon and Haley Bean.
And it's a great program. Big success week one. I mean, this is going to be a big year for it.
I think you're right. Do you know we had 5 touchdowns the other night? Do you know the next day, Tuesday, we announced the 5 draft choices. By the end of the day, 2 of them were already adopted. So I think it's going to be a big Bills Mafia year.
I think Gloria is going to be next.
I do too. You know, I spent some time with her yesterday. She is going to be on Channel 2. We're thinking it might be Sunday morning with Heather Lee. And
like co-anchor?
Hopefully, she'll be co-anchoring. She's filling in. But hopefully, she'll be curled up in somebody's home watching herself on TV by then. But we had her working on some of these puzzle feeders. Have you seen some of the puzzle feeders for dogs to either slow down their eating?
I have to have them for both of my dogs. I have. I had to get like the extra insane,
extra
like
difficult
jigsaw 500-piece puzzle for my one dog, and it's like finally working for him because he used to scarf down the food. It's insane.
You know, they do 2 things. They slow down the eating for the dogs to eat quickly, and they keep animals' minds occupied or stimulated if they're home alone quite a bit, or if they suffer from any kind of separation anxiety, it keeps them occupied. Well, she has become a champ on these puzzle feeders. So we spent some time with her yesterday doing that, and she would not be the perfect dog to bring to Paws in the Park tomorrow.
Okay.
And here's why. She's a little bit dog reactive, and we've talked about that in the past. Dog reactive does not necessarily mean aggressive toward other dogs, but she becomes very interested when other dogs are in view. So could that eventually escalate to aggression? It could. It doesn't always. But we think the perfect home for her would be a home where dogs don't come to visit. You know, sometimes the grand dogs come over. Sometimes there are dogs next door. Not a perfect situation for Gloria. She would do better where she's got her own space and where she's receiving all the love and attention.
All right, so that's good to know. That reminds me of one of my dogs who is just, I mean, he wants to play, but his version of playing is like, you know, if you're not used to watching our dogs play, you might think like, what is going on here? Separate these two wild beasts going at it in your living room. But it's, you know, just
it's
their version
reactive
of playing. Yeah. And you mentioned Paws in the Park. Okay, big day tomorrow.
Big day.
What do you need to know if you're planning on going? What do you need to know if you still want to get involved?
A lot of people already picked up their packets, but if you didn't, registration starts at 8:30. We cut the starting line at 10 o'clock. Now it's too late. We've already reached the deadline to pre-register, but people can walk up tomorrow to Beaver Island anytime after 8:30. Again, you want to be there before 10 for the kickoff, but we are so excited. First time in 3 years that we've been live. Our last walk was 2019. So we went all 20, all 21, almost all of 22 without having this social networking opportunity for your dogs.
It's I think it's great for everybody, right? Because it's great for the dogs. That's kind of what we focus on, right? Yeah, dogs get to know other dogs. It's always fun to see dogs play around, especially, you know, social dogs. And it's great for people. You know, you meet other dog owners. You say, hey, you know, similar dogs. And there's, I feel like, such a connection between, just go to any dog park, right? And you see two dog owners who, you know, might have something similar, a similar story. It's a great place to just meet people.
We've heard so many things about this. It's become an autumn tradition. I mean, we're on year 29 right now. We've heard this event called a singles event because people can come alone with their dogs and meet other people who may have attended alone with their dogs. So it's been called a singles event. We've seen people use it as a family reunion or some kind of a corporate outing where they form teams and walk together. It has become so many things to so many people. Next year is our 30th anniversary, so we have a lot planned. But for this year to be back in person, we're so excited. Come on out tomorrow. Again, even if you're not registered, you don't even have to have a dog. You can come out and support the SPCA, and this event supports all the animals.
And if you're not registered, what is that, again, the walk-up process look like?
8:30. Come on up. You will just register right there at Paws in the Park. You'll receive your food voucher. You'll receive your walking number. But the starting line, in the past, we've had the starting line with all the dog biscuits tied to it. So it's kind of funny to watch the people who are first at the starting line because the dogs really don't understand the importance of waiting until 10 o'clock to cut the line. They just start eating the dog biscuits. So that gets a little,
I'm not
little tense right there in the opening moments of the walk.
But it's a fun time and glad to see it back. It's going to be great. Yeah. I know. And just like everything that comes back, everyone's so excited to be back. It's going to be awesome. Paws in the Park tomorrow and check out Gloria. And you want to see this picture at WBEN on Twitter and Facebook and at your SPCA in all those places to get a look at the biggest smile on a dog I've ever seen. And that's no lie. Gina, thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.